This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday was the Devontae Adams trade that you've been talking about since training camp, and how pissed off he was there after Derek Carr left, and then the whole receiver documentary, and you could just see it, and Aaron Rodgers and the wide receivers here. And even yesterday, it just before, when we're talking about this, before the trade goes down, it seems like the complaining about Mike Williams and the Devontae Adams being here are linked. And Peter Schrager tweeted out, Mike Williams is very much on the trade block, so I don't think they're going to cut him. They'll probably trade him. But Aaron Rodgers clearly done with that guy. And when you bring in Devontae Adams, then you just got too many people in the room anyway. So how much does it help is the question. It definitely helps. I mean, this guy is one of the better receivers we have seen in the league in the last decade. Those two guys certainly have chemistry together. But you know, one thing I'll say is that all the blame and all the glory, no matter where this season goes, has to fall right at the feet of Aaron Rodgers, because he is in more control than ever. And he could sit there and tell you that tell Pat McAfee that, oh, it's funny the amount of control that people think that I have. Okay, within a week and a half, the guy that you didn't respect and like as a head coach is gone a day after you talked to the owner on the phone. And now popping up behind you is Devontae Adams after you trash your wide receiver after yet another loss. Here's Devontae Adams in the Zoom call. Sorry, it's all on you. So now I didn't think it was possible to have more pressure on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Now there's more pressure on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets because they're throwing everything into this season and giving Aaron everything he wants. So you better turn this thing around.
And by the way, at the owners meeting, Woody Johnson was asked about this. He thinks he's got a great team. And he has openly said that this is the best team I've had since I've been an owner. So everything that Woody has said over the last, when he is talking about his team, tells you that, he believes that this team will turn it around. And I say, I just hope that it's not too late. I knew this trade was coming. I thought it was going to be earlier. I was hoping for it to be earlier. Now you got to put him in the middle of all of this. Hopefully Garrett Wilson will, embrace this. Watch how he runs routes. Watch how they do what they do together. I don't think this really has anything to do with what happened with Mike Williams, on Monday night. I think this thing's been in the works for a while. I've been telling you. It's just a matter of when the Raiders are ready to pull the trigger on this trade. And, and of course, I think when you listen to Antonio Pierce talking about business decisions and you talk about different things that were going on with the Raiders, it's just a matter of time before this was going to go down.
Well, I just think, right, just a matter of time. But I think that it was accelerated by the fact that they lost three games in a row. The offense has stunk. And you have your quarterback talking about guys running the wrong routes and not on the same page. I mean, it might have happened anyway, but it just felt like it was accelerated with all those facts.
Yeah, I mean, but this is what, if you're going to go all in with a 40-year-old quarterback who's really trying to come back from a major injury, and you want to give him the best situation around him that he feels comfortable with, then you're going to try to surround him with the players that he wants. And this is a Hall of Fame wide receiver. This is a guy who's got a lot left in the tank. This is not somebody that, they're just plucking off the street. I mean, this is a guy that the two of them together were the most explosive duo in the league. And you got to hope that they can recreate that in this last 11 weeks here. And I do think that he now all of a sudden changes the way defenses are going to play them. That's the other aspect that's going to happen here, which now may give other guys like Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and, you know, I don't know if they'll keep Mike Williams or, you know, what they're going to do. Alan Lazard, I mean, Ty Conklin. There's going to be a lot of guys that are going to have a lot of opportunities unless he forces the ball to Davante Adams.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.